Welcome to another episode of Motivational Moments with Maria. Here I am, your high performance coach, Maria. Honored you're listening in, and I continue to appreciate all the feedback and suggestions. So keep them coming. All right, every week, you know, it is my hope that I deliver some thoughts and ideas to allow you to stay more focused, more energetic, disciplined, inspired, and positive. Because here's what I know. Everyone wants to experience more joy and fulfillment in all areas of their life. How do I know that? Because I've spent enough time with so many of you chatting about this situation. And that seems to be what everyone wants. So today I'm going to take on the topic of intention. Intention, it's a word used by many high performers, and in the personal development and growth space. And there is a reason. There's a reason. Positive intention is an extremely powerful tool for manifesting your dreams. Now, it's not about being positive in the sense of being happy all the time. It's about finding out what you want and then asking for it with intention. Let's say, for example, imagine for a moment that you're working on a project and having trouble getting it done. Now, I know the frustration because we've all had projects that we're working on and we just cannot seem to get it done. Now, you could just keep working on it, grinding at it, but that might not be enough to get you where you want to go. You might be a little stuck. So here's what I'd like you to try. Step away for a moment. Step away from the project. And then I want you to pretend you're like a little tiny helicopter hovering over your project, looking over it and saying, not saying, but asking the project what it needs to get to completion. Now you may discover that what you really need are more resources or an opportunity to speak with someone who can help you get over an obstacle or a hump in the project. Here's another tool I want you to think about using. Ask yourself this. What you want your project to look like when it's done? Now, this simple act can help guide your decisions about how best to move forward with it. Now, you might find that as soon as you start asking yourself this question, all sorts of ideas come flooding in. Maybe it's not a project. Maybe it's something else entirely. Maybe it's a vacation you want to take, or maybe it's a new health plan you want to start, or a new relationship. Whatever it is, if you know what that, quote, something else is, now you have a clear path forward toward your goal. And positive intention is just essentially the idea that you can influence the outcome of your actions by focusing on the desired results. Now, you may have heard the term, I know some of you have, what you focus on expands. And this is exactly what positive intention is. You just can't wish it. You have to really be intentional about it. It's a simple concept, but very powerful. And like I said, you can apply it to all aspects of your life. And it's just a way of looking at the world in which you know that everything that happens to you is happening for a reason, because someone wants something good for you. So instead of feeling angry or upset when something bad happens, think about it. There's a reason that it's happening, and that reason is probably good. And essentially, it's a way of thinking that emphasizes positive outcomes instead of focusing on what could go wrong or what has gone wrong in the past. In other words, It is a way of staying positive, even when things don't go exactly as you planned. Now, you can use this idea in all sorts of situations. Here's a few. If you get stuck in traffic on the way to work, think about the fact that someone may have been kind enough to let another car in front of them so they could pass by safely, delaying your commute to, you know, a couple of minutes longer, no big deal. Now, how about if your boss gives you extra work during an already stressful time at work? Think about how this might be helping you personally much later down the road. Because what we know in the work environment and those that go above and beyond are the standouts and the ones that look, that managers and leaders look to for the next promotion. So instead of complaining about the work, say, this is an opportunity for me to shine, for my light to shine. Or how about when your partner forgets an important date or event? Try thinking about how this mistake might just be showing their love for you by giving them another chance to show up and impress. Now, I do believe intention has the power to change your life. Now, maybe you're thinking about a major decision and you're having trouble deciding between two courses of action. Again, imagine both options and ask yourself which one feels more right for you. Deep down in your gut, you know it, and the answer may surprise you. Here's another example. Let's say my hubby wants to go out to dinner with me and our friends on Saturday night, but I would rather stay home and watch a movie. So instead of saying no, I could ask myself, what good will come out of this? Hey, I could score some brownie points with my honey, or maybe my friends may need advice, and we just happen to be the sounding board that they need at this time in your life. Now, let me share another story with you, because it is about intention. When I was a teenager, I decided that I wanted to learn how to play the piano. Well, let me tell you, at first it wasn't easy. I was hitting all the wrong notes or just not feeling super confident in my abilities. But then one day, when I was practicing for hours on end and feeling pretty discouraged about my progress, I decided that instead of focusing on what I wasn't good at yet, I would focus on what I was good at. Yes, it was simply playing chopsticks. I got good at playing chopsticks. Now, I thought about all the pieces that were coming together for me, how much time and effort it took me each day, how much attention and patience it required, and how much fun it was rather than playing outside or watching TV. That made me realize that no matter what happened during the practice sessions, there was always things happening internally that were making me better at piano, even if it wasn't showing up yet. All right, so I want you to think about intention. Again, positive intention is a way to approach a task or problem with the goal of finding solutions rather than solving problems. Looking at situations with an open mind and ask yourself questions instead of jumping to conclusions. Again, I want to ask you, do you go into a project with your intention, with a focus on the positive aspects that may result of you being intentional? All right, so you've heard the old adage, mind over matter. And this is what we're talking about. Mind over matter. And what if you could just use your mind to make the things that you dream of come true? I'm talking positive intention. This is something I want you to think about this week. I want you to think about every time I walk into a meeting I'm going to ask myself, what is my intention and what is the positive outcome? You're going to find you will be so much more focused. You will be so much more disciplined, and you will be so much more positive. Intention. Use it every day. Who needs to hear this message, my friends? Who needs to hear this? So many of us just walk through our days in a fog and saying, oh, what's next? What's next? But if you go into your day with intention, I guarantee you will be so pleased at the results. So thanks for listening this week. Share this podcast with your friends who need to listen to this message. So go ahead and hit the share button, my friends. I'm Coach Maria. If you want to send me some feedback, drop me a message on Facebook, Coaching with Maria, and I'm always honored that you are listening in. Until next time, my friends, stay focused, stay positive, always, always have fun, and remember to approach each and every day with intention.